Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I hear from parents who just, they feel this is an intimidating thing to pass down the faith. And so they maybe relegate church, youth group, pastor, somebody else, not me. But one of the things you say, though, Jim, is that parents need to serve as the primary spiritual leader in the family. I want you to talk about that, especially in light of the person who just feels completely intimidated by the task.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It just shows that, one, it's biblical. Two, it's not as hard as we think. But really, parents are the primary leader. You know, there's the most often quoted scripture in the Bible. You know, people oftentimes think it's, you know, the famous ones that we all know, like John 3:16 or whatever. But it's actually in the Old Testament, and it's called the Shema. And Shema in Hebrew just means to listen. It's Deuteronomy 6:4-9. And the reason it's the most often quoted scripture is because every morning in an Orthodox Jewish home, they quote it every evening. So that means even at the time of Jesus, I'm sure that Mary held him, the baby Jesus, without, you know, him even understanding at this point because he was a baby, but she was reciting this incredible scripture. Well, what it says is it says, there is one God, love the Lord with all of your heart, mind, body, and soul. And then it says, impress this on your children. So it's the directions from God on how we build a legacy of faith. We live it out, and then we impress it on our children. Now, that scripture goes on to say, you know, you do it when you walk along the road, which would be when we drive, when you get up in the morning, when you go to bed at night. So in other words, bring God into the presence of the home. And it doesn't mean that we don't work within the church structure, but it just means we work together. And so, yeah, I think we're the primary, people who pass it on. But the good news is we don't have to be perfect and we don't have to know Greek and Hebrew. We just have to be willing to make sure that God is brought into the home, not just taking them to church and letting somebody else do it, but actually trying our best to do the simple things that we can all do with them. I mean, it's not easy, but simple. Pray with them, celebrate, you know, special occasions like these rites of passages that we'll talk about. Making sure that in the home we, you know, like Kathy, she had this habit when our kids were little that we'd be in the car and whenever a siren went by, we prayed for whoever it was. We didn't know. Sometimes it'd be a fireman, sometimes it'd be an ambulance, you know, police, whatever. And, well, our kids all do that now. And we would pray out loud. I don't know that. And even me, it's like Pavlov's dogs. I mean, I hear a siren and I pray for the people just because we've done that for years. Well, that's the kind of simple things that you do to bring, I think, about an understanding of God. It's not the heavy duty conversation. It's just the, you know, bringing him into the presence. And, you know, it also says in that verse that, you know, we're basically to live it out ourselves first. So it means as parents, and, you know, we have to practice those spiritual disciplines. We, again, not perfect, but be people of integrity. In fact, the Bible says that the man or woman of integrity walks securely. And I'm convinced that the mom or dad of integrity who walks securely will have kids who are much more secure in their life and in their faith. Integrity doesn't mean perfect. It means being authentic, being real, being willing to, you know, be God's person when you can.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.